The name of my story this morning is 14 Men and a Bulldozer. Today, my story has none of the usual characters. It only has rocks. See this dish of rocks? Do I stand up and look in it? There's all sorts of different ones from different places in the world. Yeah. Aren't they pretty? Yeah.
I like this one.
I do too.
I like both these two.
Listen, and look at that. That one's from China.
I like this one.
Yeah. All right. We'll sit back down. The thing about rocks is, do you want to sit down, Jackson? Thank you.
I like that one.
Mm-hmm. I have favorites, too. The thing about rocks is they never need to be fed or watered or taken for a walk. When we say solid as a rock, what we mean is it does not move or change or laugh or cry. It is just a rock. There are two lessons in the Bible this morning that we heard, and they both have something about a rock and tears in it. The first one talks about God's most holy mountain. And as you know, mountains are made of
rock.
You got it. And on that rock mountain, when the end of days comes, God will gather all his people for the biggest and best party the biggest feast you can imagine in our whole life. It will be fabulous. And everyone you ever knew will be there. Even your grandma or grandpa, who may have already died a long time ago, they will be there. And even their great grandma and great grandpa. And lots of people you never met before. It will be the biggest and best party ever. On this most holy mountain of God, there will be no more tears, not a single tear. Have you ever cried? Not on this mountain. There will be no tears ever on this mountain. The tears in today's lesson, when we are sad, each one of us has cried, right? Yeah, even Jesus cried when his best friend died. So we all know if he cried, we will cry sometime. Look at this rock. Do you think a rock can cry?
No.
No. I drew a crying face on there, but it's not real. I sort of followed the lines that were already on the rock. It looks like it's crying, but a rock can never cry. Rocks are solid. In one of the Bible stories this morning, Jesus' friend died, and of course the man who died, and his name was Lazarus. Lazarus was buried, and in Bible days, when someone died and was buried, it was more like a cave that they put the dead body in. And then they wanted to seal up the grave so no critters could get in. So they would roll a big, heavy rock in front of that, because a rock is solid, and it won't move around at all. Well, unless you have 14 strong men and a bulldozer's help, or unless God moves it. So when Lazarus died and was buried, there was a very big, heavy rock placed at the doorway of that cave, and Jesus commanded, like maybe 14 strong men and a bulldozer, there were no bulldozers then, yeah. He commanded them to move that rock away so that Jesus could talk to Lazarus. And they obeyed, because after all, Jesus is the Son of God. So we learned that Jesus, the Son of God, can cry when someone dies, and he can command us to move rocks. And here is the miracle of that story about Jesus. He brought Lazarus back to life. That's amazing. That is the miracle promised to you and to me. The end. Oh, I'll see you next week. And I'll see you a long time from now. I will see you at that huge and fabulous party on God's most holy mountain in the end of all days. The end again.